I'm on my Snapchat. Like, I haven't been on Snapchat in God knows how long. Like, I feel like it's been, like, forever.
Yeah.
And so, a good friend of mine, and I can't believe I'm fucking saying this, because, like, I'm just, like, I'm completely, like, I'm befuddled right now. Like, my jaw is on the floor, mm-hmm. even though I'm talking to you. But, like, why he's, like, so why did you stop OnlyFans? Because I was the one that was like, dropping top dollars for you. And I'm like,
oh.
What? What? I'm like, I'm uncomfortable right now. And this is one of the main reasons why I stopped doing OnlyFans. Because I don't know who's watching me. I don't know who's paying. And the crazy thing is that, like, I wasn't, like, my OnlyFans was not, like, your normal OnlyFans. It was, like, HBO After Dark, you know, like, it's like the dry fake humping shit, like, you know, like, you would never ever see any private parts or anything like that. Oh,
okay. I was gonna ask if, like, it went,
yeah, like, FM. you would never see that. And okay. Actually, I don't know if I should even be saying this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. So, like, you know, obviously, like, there were people that were asking for, like, nudes and shit, mm-hmm. and so I would just, like, go on a porn site and find someone that has, like, the same fingers as me and screen record it and then send it.
Wow, that's great.
Because I'm just not that kind of a girl, you know, like, I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's like, yeah, you sent. I was like, no, no, fuck, I did it. That is not my JJ. That is a porn star for JJ, but enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, because it wasn't me. So he's like, are you willing to send more videos for the right price? I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, is it completely just deleted? Like, or did you just not use it?
I just don't use it. It's there. It's up. But I had so many followers and I'm, like, down to, like, 3. I just don't give a shit. Like, it's just there. It reminds me, Stephanie, you haven't posted anything. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. But I think that's, you know, funny that you use that.
Yeah. I was just like, I, like, he's like, yeah, you were sending me all of these spicy videos.
No,
I wasn't. Hit it more.
I was not.
Yeah. So, like, and then, like, one of them was like, oh, are you sure this is you? Because you just had nails a couple of days ago. And I was like, well, obviously you ain't staying on top of shit, because I already fucking took off my nails. So, yeah, I was like, go back to my Instagram and go check the shit and see if I have nails on, because I don't. Mm. I got scared. I thought he caught me, but he did it. He did it.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm not doing that shit, Mom. The fuck I look like? The fuck? Nope. But yeah, that's what happened. So now I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then, like, even baby daddy's cousin, like, fucking subscribed. I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you?
I think, I don't want to say any names, but I think some friends of the podcast did as well.
Yeah.
I think they told you that, though. Like, they told you on an episode.
Yes, yes, you did. And I was just like, yo, like, it's fucking weird. It's so fucking weird. That's how, like, I can't do it. Like, I cannot for the life of me. Because, like, everybody was really expecting to see some, like, wild ass shit. And it's just like, nah. Nah.
But you know what? That's stupid of them, because at least if they should have listened to the podcast, that, you know, I never make people, like, you gotta listen to the podcast. But if they listen to the podcast, I remember you saying in the beginning, when you were, like, originally going to start, the seasons ago, years ago now, you said, like, it wouldn't be, like, fully, you know, it wouldn't, there wouldn't be stuff like that. And we joked about that. We were like, how much money would it take for you and baby daddy to actually on screen? And you said something like $35,000 or something.
You gotta pay me big bucks for that, because I'm exposing myself.
Yeah, so if they listened to that, they would have known, like, hey, like, she's not doing
real. Yeah. Like, I even had one guy, like, he fucking cursed me out. He was like, you give OnlyFans a bad name. Why are you?
Oh, what a sentence.
Yeah. He was like, you, what he said to me? He was like, OnlyFans is for a certain kind of content. I didn't pay for this shit. And I was like, but who the fuck told you that I was going to be doing all this extra shit?
Yeah.
Who told you? Because it wasn't, I never said it. I let everybody know that is not the kind of fucking OnlyFans you're going to get from me. Like, you're not. And I stood on business. It's not, I'm not doing it. Have I thought about, you know, doing crazy shit with baby daddy? Of course. But I'm just like, you know.
That's a stupid thing to get angry about because, like, bro, it's OnlyFans. Like, you're subscribing to something online that someone else is doing. Like, it could obviously always be a scam or not be what you want it to be. Like, this isn't fucking Pornhub. This isn't Brazzers. And also, I have no respect, like, for anyone that's like, I'm going to subscribe and waste money on an OnlyFans. Like, bro, just go look at porn. Go. It's free. It's free. Why are you subscribing to this shit? Anyway, I have no respect for that. It's like, and you're going to get angry about it? Like, either go watch Pornhub or go to the gym, start working out, and get yourself a fucking girlfriend. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get yourself crazy. A girlfriend.
Crazy. Like, he really got upset at me.
That's insane.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that I disappointed you. You know, it wasn't my intent.
I wouldn't have even said anything. I would have just left it blank.
I gotta do my podcast real quick.
Everyone's talking.
I don't own it. Yeah. This five seasons
of shenanigans.
I think we're gonna get started because we're doing a short one today, folks. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna listen to that intro like we always do in 3, 2, 1. Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
And welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I'm your host, Christian Mermer, Merm's Mermdog, whatever the fuck you want to call me. And to the top left of my computer screen, we have with us the fact queen, my sister from the East, that Puerto Rican mamacita from Spanish Harlem, Stephanie 3.0. How you doing today?
I fucking survived the earthquake, y'all.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. I want to introduce
But you're fine. You still have... Puerto Rican mama, say this. So I'm just telling you, like, I'm good. I'm safe, y'all.
Oh, okay. Yes, great. Of course. We are all
I'm
safe.
Great, you know?
I think we're being a little more dramatic since we're East Coasters, but yes, we are all safe.
You know, I was very shooketh, but you know.
I was shooketh.
Life is good, you know? I don't think I shared this with anybody, but I'm in school.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And so I'm studying to be a medical assistant, but that's not my actual goal. Unfortunately, what I wanted to do consists of like anatomy and physiology and all of that shit. So
okay.
I needed several classes in order for me to actually apply for Eastwood College and take up sonography because that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in school. This is now my second month. And I don't like my AP teacher. He's a bitch ass motherfucker.
All right. Hold on. You never know.
And
who listens to this.
You know, because he's not nice. Like he fucking reported me to fucking student affairs. And I already have my motherfucking email ready to go with Miss Alina Diaz.
Stop saying names.
The fuck? And I don't like that because, like, why are you fucking reporting me for? Like, I didn't even do nothing to you.
What did he report you for?
Because I do it from home. So Landon came up and, you know, I had him, I was holding him and whatever. And he's going over the fucking syllabus and the class rules. So, like, you know, like this, I'm not taking you serious right now. Like, this is the syllabus, you're going over class rules, whatever, whatever. And then, that was that. That was one incident. Then my mom called me. She's like, I don't know where my keys are, bro. I'm like, ma. Because, you know, I'm really animated. So I'm here like, ma. But you can't hear me, but you can see me. So I look like a bobblehead. And I'm just like, ah. Right? So he's like, Miss Rodriguez, are we on the phone? And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm on the phone with my mother. Okay? He's like, well, turn off your camera. I'm like, okay. So I turned off my camera.
Stephanie. And then I want to give you some advice before we introduce someone else that's here.
All right.
Because this other person has also done some time at school as well. And you realize quickly you can't, there's certain people in life you shouldn't fuck with unless they really deserve it. Even if you were in the right, which I believe you were, I understand your mom called you as an emergency, you're dealing with your son, but professors have like complete control of their classrooms and you don't want to fuck. Like, don't, even if you're not trying to, like, don't annoy the person that's handling your grades ever. Like, that's just, it's going to be easier in the long run. Like, school is for, you know, however long it takes you, but once it's done, it's done. And then it's fine. And then it's over. I know that sucks because I hate dealing with annoying people myself, but like, we all do it. You don't think there's times I'm sitting in class and like someone's talking and I'm just, I want to look at them straight in the face and be like, shut the fuck up. Or people are talking like when it's time to leave and they ask the professor a question. So now everyone's going to stay for an extra 5 minutes because they couldn't have waited until the end of the day to just email the professor. There's plenty of shit I want to be like, I fucking hate everyone. So you just trust me on this one. Even if you are always in the right, which I believe, you know, you're Stephanie, you never do anything wrong. Just get through it so you can get those grades.
No, and that's the shit. Like, I'm actually like, believe it or not, but like, I have my shit is at fucking, like, I'm at 90%. Like, I have good fucking grades. And I'm just like, okay, so that was just, hold on. That was just one incident. Then my mom has another dog. She has the small black pit bull. And then we have Tater, the mastiff. And so Miley is just, she's just an out of control freaking dog, right? And so like, she can't see other dogs from the window because she be wilding the fuck out. And I thought she was fighting with Tater. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? So I'm telling her to relax. And the bitch came and tried to lunge at me. And I was like, oh. And then Landon got too close to her. And then she tried to think Landon too. So I was like, oh, hell no. So now I'm nervous. And then I called my mom like, yo, you're fucking bitch, like, try to lunge at me, son. Like, what the fuck? And I'm walking back and forth, and you can hear it in my voice that I'm like, I'm shooketh right now because this fucking bitch tried to, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, Miss Rodriguez. No. He didn't even say that. He goes, we're not supposed to be pacing back and forth. We're supposed to be sitting down. And I'm like,
you got to remember, you know, if you got to do that, let me give you another piece of advice. Turn off your fucking camera for a second.
Okay.
If he says anything, you'd be like, oh, my camera fell. I'm trying to fix it right now.
So no, but this is my problem, though. The motherfucker came and said, you got to keep your camera on. All right. So I'm following your rules.
I know.
Keep the cameras on. So I'm keeping the camera on. And so that was that. So then he sends me a personal message and he's like, hey, Stephanie, you know, you can't have your kid in front of the camera. I'm going to need you to reference back to the student handbook. So what does Stephanie do? Stephanie referenced back to the student handbook. And lo and behold, I did not find anything that said that your kid can't be in front of the camera. So I sent him an email and I'm like, I went over the student handbook and I didn't see anything that it said that my kid couldn't be in front of the camera. But what I did see was where it did say that children are not allowed on campus during clinicals, which is obvious, like, duh. And so the motherfucker came in, he forwarded my thing to student affairs. And she's like, there seems to be some type of confusion. And I'm like, no, there is no confusion. The student handbook said that kids aren't allowed on campus. So, you know, and she's like, I understand. And the thing is that in the previous email that I sent to my teacher, I explained to him like, yo, this is what happened. I'm not a problematic student. I passed flying colors in my last class. Like, that's just not the type of student that I am. You know, I look forward to, you know, to our AP class, so on and so forth. Like, I was very cordial. But then you ruffled my feathers when you sent it to motherfucking student affairs. So now I'm just like, now I got to put my fucking, you know, my Puerto Rican mamacita fucking hoop earrings. And I got to put my edges up.
No.
And I got to be like, yo, son, like, what's up?
Stephanie, I'm telling you, it's not the battle. You'll win the war in the long run, but it's not. That battle is an unwinnable one. These professors are all tenured. Yeah, they're all tenured. They can't get in trouble. They can run their classes however they want. I had a professor, like, you're supposed to use like the Canvas system on campus. And I had a professor that was just like, I don't want to do that. Everyone send their assignments in an email message. And I was like, all right, fine. And it's just like, they kind of can't do that because they have a system in place, but it's the professor. And so it's like, they can't, they can't like get the professor in trouble unless it's something fucking nuts. Like they are like sexually harassing someone or they're hurting someone. Like they can't get in trouble. So like, I'm telling you, you gotta, unfortunately, you just gotta take it. You gotta take it and you gotta roll with it. And like I said, the best excuse would be to turn off your camera if like anything like that happens and just say like, if he asks you like, Stephanie, why is your camera not on? Say like, oh, my camera fell. I'm trying to set it back up right now. Just say something like that. But trust me, it'll be better in the long run. You always got to deal with some bullshit. It's just how it is. But anyway, I am sorry.
Yeah. You're
going through some troubles with that. And we'll talk about another thing that happened with us very quickly. I want to say before I introduce someone else here real quick that this will be a rather short episode of the podcast. And the reason this will be short is, you know, some of us have some things we have to do actually in the middle of this. And, you know, it's sorry, it's just things that couldn't be pushed around. And also the last two episodes we've done have actually been longer than our normal hour time. So, you know, it's fine. You know, we're going to do a half hour episode this time. Last time we did an hour and a half. So, you know, that's it's okay. We're compensating for the time we've missed doing some stuff. So if you're upset about that, please email me. And if you're Bruce Valansky, please email me about it, please. We want to hear back from you soon. Anyway, to the bottom of my computer screen, we have with us a man who without him, none of this would have happened. Our king, our captain, O'Shea Ivy. How the hell are you doing?
Hey, great morning. I slept with my son last night,
okay,
all night, and for the first time.
Okay.
And he coughed in my face. He beat me, slapped me, punched me, kicked me.
Yeah.
He laid. I didn't know that you could lay up in somebody's neck. You know, like I had somebody lay on my shoulder before, on my chest. Or maybe even almost like up in your neck. That's a new one. And just be very careful when you're out here hitting things raw. Whatever. You know, it's serious, man. It's not a joke. Also, speaking of, you know, she was talking about doctors and whatever have you. It made me think about sex changes. Because yesterday, I was riding the bus and I saw this very tall, Bigfoot person in a wig, and they just were not happy. They weren't smiling. They just looked very angry. I'm like, if you're going to do all of that, the least you could do is smile.
Right.
O'Shea, you can't tell people to smile. That's offensive now.
Just be a little pleasant, you know, like we in public, we are.
No, you know what happened.
All right, let's be careful.
You know what happened.
What, Stephanie? Are you just going to laugh?
Say it, please.
Be careful, though.
Please say it.
Proceed with caution.
What happened was that the person was still in agonizing pain because they had just lubricated themselves to keep it open. So they was, you know, they weren't happy. It's painful to keep a wound open.
Okay.
It hurts.
Oh,
especially when it's not lubricated.
Well,
I guess I can. Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Yeah, you know, you probably have scabs in there, and that's why you need the lubricant.
Oh,
know?
Wow.
You got to keep it open. It's like a piercing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. It's like,
a piercing.
Yeah. But he's okay though.
I'm gonna make an executive decision to move along with this now because we only have a short amount of time. So I want to talk about if we have time, two things specifically I wanted to talk about real quick. We'll do this real quick, Stephanie.
Okay.
Because I know we want to talk about something else, and that way O'Shea is part of the conversation too. Because I don't want to exclude him because I know this kind of just includes us. But Stephanie and I. Since we both live in New Jersey, in the New Jersey area, we experienced that earthquake that hit the other day, that 4.8.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let Stephanie... Well, Stephanie, you said you were in the car when I texted you about it.
Yeah, I was
You didn't feel it, right?
No, I didn't feel it. But while I was in class, right, my professor said, "What the fuck was that?" And I'm like, "Oops." You just finished saying that we're not supposed to be cursing, and here you are cursing. But anyway, I'm just minding my business. And he was like, it's an earthquake. And then everybody is like, oh my God, like we're shaking. And I'm here stuck in fucking Astoria, Queens, following my grandma because she don't know where the fuck she's going. And I'm trying to get my car inspected.
Mm-hmm.
So, but over here at home, my mom, she has the Ring camera. So we have a camera inside the house. And all you see is my brother coming down the stairs like, oh, shit, Stephanie, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm like, where the fuck are you going, bro? Like, you're not supposed to go outside. You're supposed to go under like a fucking beam or like under the table, something like that. And I'm just like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you're going to kill yourself out there.
And that's so funny.
And he was like, how do you know that? I said, because this is now my second earthquake. The first earthquake was when I was living in California. And it wasn't like your... It was more of the roller coaster one. So motherfuckers was nauseous. So this one, I was just like, oh, wow. But when I actually came back home, I experienced that aftershock, which was crazy.
I didn't feel the aftershock. So what happened to me, I was in the bathroom. I hate to get personal here, but, you know, we've been doing this for 6 seasons, so I feel very, you know, close to the listeners, so I don't mind saying this, but I was in the bathroom. Exposed? I was in the bathroom. I just finished getting done, washed my hands. I walked out of the bathroom. I shut the light off in the bathroom, and then the house started shaking. So you ever have, I know this happens to everyone, so no one deny it, but you ever have just for those brief, like just a second, thoughts like immediately after something occurs that are the stupidest thoughts ever, and then immediately after, like a second after that, you come back to like rational thought.
Yeah.
So the first second the house started shaking, I thought the toilet was about to explode. That's the first second thought I had. And then second two of the earthquake, that's when I was like, no, wait, this is an earthquake. The house is shaking. There's no way I'm making the toilet explode. But what's funnier to think about, nothing broke in my house, by the way. The house did shake. It was like 10 seconds straight. It was pretty crazy. What is crazy to think about, though, if that earthquake had just happened 3 or 4 minutes before it actually happened, that would have been the single craziest bathroom experience of my entire life. I would have been literally in the middle of taking a shit, and then I start shaking around. It would have been incredible. I don't even know what that was. I don't even know how I would have handled myself.
I would have shit on myself again.
That's so funny to think about. But yes, we are all okay. We did experience the earthquake. O'Shea, have you ever, because you've been in California for a lot of your life, and I've only experienced them like a couple of times in Cali, and they were small, like it was nothing huge. But did you ever have like possibly a interesting earthquake tale you would like to say? I don't want you feeling left out of this conversation.
No, I don't remember experiencing an earthquake in California. Like, actually, the earthquake I do remember was in Virginia. I was about like 13 years old.
And, oh, really?
In Virginia. Yeah.
It was weird because I was, you know, like you said, you just standing there and then start shaking like, is this it? You know, like,
is this it?
This, you know, because everybody's seen that movie 2012, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, this is it right here. This is what my mom been talking about. He coming back. He's coming back to get us.
You repent. Stare into the abyss long enough, the abyss stares
no,
back.
Look, because I just watched my son's mom put on The Devil's Advocate. She was like, oh, this is a good movie. You should watch this. And it was Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've actually never seen that. I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Bro, that movie is it's so good. And at the same time, if you're any kind of religious, it's like it'll make you a Bible thumper. Have y'all ever seen Spawn with Michael Jai White?
Yes, I have. That was a while ago. Yes,
it's almost worse than that movie. Telling you, that shit gave me anxiety. I was like, we're out here with demons.
You know, it's a crazy,
it's serious.
All that biblical stuff, there's a reason it, even if you're not religious, it it always like hits home with people because it's so grand that like any of the, if you want to call it mythology or faith stories, it's just to think that any of that could happen or be like with us in real life is just, I don't know, it's crazy. And it's interesting. That's why they put in a lot of movies, because it's easy to discuss and make your own versions of it. That's been happening since Milton's Paradise Lost. But listen, since we're getting close on time here, I know you can't believe it. It's crazy when we're doing a quick episode. It's like already, even when we're doing an hour, we're like, wow, it's already over. So I'm going to read. Did anyone see the actual court documents for Diddy yet?
No, I don't go that hard.
This is a long fucking document. There are, I think I read it last night. There are like 335 pieces to it, which is insane, going over like the entirety of the story. But I'm going to read every cause of action real quick and we'll go through it. So the first cause of action against Sean Combs, sorry, I almost just said Diddy, against Sean Combs and a bunch of other people as well. His son's in this sometimes, the record company, Motown Records, someone named Christina Corum. Anyway, the first cause of action is conduct and participate in a RICO enterprise through a pattern of racketeering activity, violation of Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, codified at 18.
Yeah, right, that's the go-to.
Once they get you with a RICO.
But why a RICO?
It's the easiest thing to start with, I think. Because it's just like, I know you're doing something. Yep. That's all that says.
Engaged in and the activities of which affected interstate and foreign commerce is comprised of an association, in fact, of persons, including each defendant and other unnamed co-conspirators. It's always money. Money's always the most important. And there's a lot to this. There's like a bunch of articles that go under. I'm not going to read them right now. We don't have time. We can maybe do this in the next episode. It goes like this too. Defendants committed multiple acts of mail fraud, and defendants committed multiple acts of wire fraud. So it was like wire and mail transfer of money. So the second cause of action, sexual assault and sexual harassment. And that's just against Sean Combs. No one else. Are you talking to me, Stephanie? No. Okay. Third cause of action, California's bystander negligent infliction of emotional distress.
Oh my gosh.
I've never heard of that. That's crazy. That's against Sean Combs and the defendant Justin Combs, which is that his son? No, Sean is his son.
You know what that crime is? That's like shitting on somebody in public and they're like, I'm offended. This nigga is a fucking balling ass nigga.
I'll read you part of what it is. One, it is closely related to the injury victim. Two, is present at the scene of the injury producing event at the time it occurs and is then aware that it is causing injury to the victims. Three, as a result, suffers serious emotional distress, a reaction beyond that which would be anticipated in a disinterested witness and which is not an abnormal response to the circumstances. So it's really just watching a crime occur. That's the third cause. The fourth cause of action is sexual assault against Jane Doe 1, who is apparently Young Miami's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, Young Miami's being sued in this too.
As she should, because you know what? She had a tweet delete, whatever you call that shit, tweet and delete. She came and said, bitch, please, because if I wanted you to eat my I would have had you on your knees. And I'm like, Carisha, please. Like, what are you doing? Carisha.
He was pissing on her and everything.
Oh, my God.
Because she said she liked them fucking golden showers. She was like, rain on me.
You know, there's a lot more to go over. We should definitely go over this in more detail on another episode when we have time, because I'm sure it'll be funny to like listen to like everyone's like interpretations of what this is. In fact, I think the next episode we do without a guest, I should bring it up on the computer and just read through the whole thing because it is fucking insane. I wish everyone would read it. I'm not, again, this is Great Morning. You know, this is the United States of America. So everyone is innocent until proven guilty. I believe that. I should not say that anyone is guilty before being proven innocent. That is not the way we conduct things. So not saying anything yet.
Cameras in your crib.
Yes, but the evidence is substantial. I will say that. Anyway, we will discuss that more. But I'm sorry. Unfortunately, it's actually that sad time already. Stephanie, my friend, you got any last minute plugs for listeners?
No, I'm just eating bacon right now with some type of like chive aioli.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good. Shout out to my mama for making extra crispy ass bacon.
Next time you should spray some garlic on theirs.
You know what? It's that I don't have any mojitos. So, because usually I dip my mojito and my bacon together. You know what I'm saying? It's not good. But anyway, I don't have shit for y'all today. I haven't had shit for a while now. But I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry I'm chewing and talking at the same time. But you know, that's what you call multitasking.
Anyway. All right. Thank you, Stephanie. O'Shea, you got any last minute plugs for listeners?
You know, I just really want everyone to be safe out here in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, just try to say a prayer once a month and invest in some condoms. It's very important. And be nice to your kids. You know, you don't always have to just sling them around and beat them. You know, they're actually retarded up until a certain age. So just let them be.
Okay. All right, I agree. Always wisdom coming from O'Shea. I like that. And of course, my last minute plugs are follow Great Morning _ the podcast on Instagram. You can follow Great Morning _ the podcast on TikTok. You can follow You Love Steph. You can follow Topazkin. You can follow DJ Chucky. You can follow O'Shea.ivy. The dot is a punctuation mark, not a written out word. You can follow Trip God Jimmy. That is TRYPGODJIMI. And remember to give us a 5-star rating and give us a comment on any of the podcast platforms you listen to us on. But anyway, guys, I'm sorry that was so quick, but we have other engagements, but we're happy we had a little bit of time to talk to you this week. But that was our episode. Great morning.
Great motherfucking morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.